Nutritionists agree that the human body's process for metabolizing added sugars and naturally occurring sugars is the same. So why would the FDA require companies to declare the two types of sugar separately?
The FDA is hoping that consumers will use this to be able to look at a food and say, this food has a lot of added sugar, and so maybe there aren't as many other nutrients present either. Maybe it's more likely to have just empty calories.
That was Karen Allen, an associate professor in Utah State University's Department of Nutrition, Dietetics, and Food Sciences. Although the label has been designed to help consumers choose more nutrient-rich food, some nutritionists say it may have the opposite effect. Courtney Gain, who holds a PhD in nutritional sciences and is the CEO of the Sugar Association, says it may skew consumers' views on what foods are healthy.
It could be confusing because there could be new focus on added sugars by consumers where it becomes the point of purchase decision. And if they see a food that has higher amounts of added sugars, even if that food is healthy, a yogurt or cereal or oatmeal, they may be less likely to choose it.
Allen says consumers may look at the label and assume foods that have more added sugars than natural sugars are less healthy than foods that have a larger overall amount of sugar. But Allen says the label change isn't necessarily bad news for consumers. With a little education, she says, it could be a useful resource.
It does have the potential to be confusing. It also has the potential to be helpful. It really comes down to how much effort the FDA puts into educating consumers and providing easy to understand material. But I do think part of that will rely on consumers taking a little more active role in educating themselves and making sure they're aware.
Manufacturers have until July 2018 to comply with the FDA's new labeling instructions, but some may implement the new rule as early as July. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.